you. Hurt, I can hear you in there. You dirty little victim! Now, Mr. Carter, I know this is completely unorthodox, but I think this is the only way to find that boy. Now, that penis had a mole on it. I'd recognize that penis anywhere. In spite of the juvenile snickers of some, this is a serious matter. That seducer and despoiler must be stopped. He's extremely dangerous. And, Mr. Carter, I'm certain that everyone in this room knows who that is. He's a contemptible little pervert who's...
Miss Balbricker.
Well, I'm sorry. But I've got him now, and I'm not going to let him slip through my fingers again. Now, all I ask is that you give me 5 guys for a few... minutes. The coaches can be present. Tom Turner and any 4 boys you see fit to choose. And we can put a stop to this menace. And it is a menace. Well, what are you going to do about it? Five young boys in the nude, a police lineup, so that you can identify his tallywhacker. Please, can we call it a tallywhacker? Penis is so personal. Penis is so personal.
You can put hoods over their heads to avoid embarrassment. Yeah. Now listen, we have got to do it. As distasteful as it is, I know it's him. That tallywhacker had a mole on it. And that mole is the key to it.
Miss Balbricker, do you realize the difficulty of your request? Now, I would be very happy to apprehend the young man myself. But can you imagine what the Board of Education would say if you were granted a lineup in order to examine their private their private parts for an incriminating mole?
But Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter. I think I have a way out of this. We call the police, and we have them send over one of their sketch artists. And Miss Balbricker can give a description. We can put up wanted posters all over school.
I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Open Mic with me, Mike Creed. This edition, if it ever comes out, is coming from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Joe Martin stage race. Some of you may know, just got back from, or we just finished up the Winston race series, a UCI race out there. Team rode incredibly. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but they just rode so good. I mean, it was. I feel like even talking about it is cocky or brash. Like, that's how well they rode. So I'm just gonna say, wow. This week, though, we have the Joe Martin stage race, and got a lot of the core guys. I think everybody's gonna do pretty well here. We got a guy for every stage, so fingers crossed. This podcast brought to you by Car Cyclist. You guys know this. I'm positive it's going to be brought to you by Laser too. I just haven't worked out the promotion yet with them. Life as a director on the road, not much can get done. Also, speaking of not much can get done, this podcast will be just me talking to you. Why, Mike? Well, I don't have anybody else to talk to, man. It's just you and me today. I had a podcast too lined up, then some news came out and they didn't really want to listen. I don't know. I get it, dude. I get it. You know, like, the point of this podcast isn't to, like, be hard news, you know? Like, I'm not 60 Minutes. I mean, it's barely a fucking intelligible conversation, let alone news. So I get it. Like, but I also want people to know that I'm not going to ever come after them, really. At least not yet. Maybe, like, in a while, I'll just be one of those guys who just goes and, like, badgers you, and then, like, maybe if you guys made this podcast, see how awesome, do you see how I just put it on you guys, like, and ladies, to make this podcast great? I was seriously going to put it on you, but how about this? If I'm successful with this podcast, more successful with this podcast, then I can, like, almost demand interviews in a Paul Kimmage-esque way, where if I took to throwing temper tantrums on Twitter and calling out everybody who didn't do what I wanted to do, then that would be a thing. That maybe that's my niche. Along those lines, it's hard to get some people to do the podcast. Like, some people you really consider friends, you know? Because, one, they're not really the type to listen to podcasts. And then, two, they know me. So, because they haven't listened to the podcast and they know me, I think they always assume it's going to be some wackadoo morning sports show, or I don't know what the fuck they expect, but I don't think they believe it's going to be okay, you know? Let me drink my coffee real quick. I don't think they understand, and I'm not. I mean, I barely understand, right? Like, I don't even really know what the point of this thing is. But I have found that it is easier to, and I've said it in the podcast, but I found it's easier to get casual acquaintances and friends to do the podcast more than, like, friends you've known your whole life. And does that say something about me? Like, what's that about? I mean, obviously it says something about me, Creed. You just answered that question, like, fucking 2 minutes ago, you maroon. This is how the podcast is going to be today. If this sounds, like, really understated and depressed, you guys should probably just fast forward. I don't even know how long this is going to go. This could be 10 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. It could be 30. And I can continue to name numbers upwards to prove that I have a grasp of numerals and how to say them. So I wouldn't want to brag, but I know that after 30 comes 40. Well, 31, but you guys get the fucking gist, right? Maybe if I, like, scan through Cycling News or Velo News or Twitter with you guys, this would do this. So let's go here. Maybe, like, this will be my thing. Hold on, somebody's coming in the room. Cradle.
Hey.
I'm doing a podcast with myself.
Ooh. What's new with yourself?
I just kind of talked, and then I was going to go through Cycling News. Do you want to comment on anything? Let's see here. Cycling News. Let's see. Sky Names Giro Team.
Boring.
Hold on. Guess who it is?
All of them?
No, man. You can't do that.
Remember? No, do I have to guess all? Is it 8 or 9?
Yeah. Well, I mean, guess as many as you can.
I couldn't even tell you 4 of their guys.
Sorry, folks. My mechanic does not care about Sky. And that's a fucking shame.
About cycling, really.
I think that's a lie. I think that's something you tell yourself.
I care about my bikes and my team, but...
I don't know if that's true. You like bike racing.
I like being at the races. I don't really care to read about races I'm not at.
I don't know.
Or what happened at races we were at. I was there. I need to read about it.
Yeah, I don't read about races that we were at. That's true.
Unless we won.
But I almost don't. Like the Winston, I already brought it up once, but we kicked ass at Winston. I didn't read one Cycling News or Velo News article about it because, I don't know, like it feels weird, right?
My favorite thing to do is to contrast what I know happened with what they say happened.
Yeah, I'm moving the mic a little closer in between.
There's always a few discrepancies.
All right. Cradle's so cool, he doesn't care about other things in cycling. Yeah, he's just ironically distant, like always.
I'm just stuck in this job.
Oh, God, don't put yourself on some cross, fuck. This is the job, I'm just dedicated to my job, all right?
I just don't know how to do anything else.
Well, yeah, that's why we're all here. I feel like whenever somebody's in a bad mood about like how much they have to do, it's because they're really in a bad mood because they're like, fuck, I don't know how else I'm going to get out of this.
I can go back to working at a grocery store, but...
All right. Had no ban from Michael Rogers for the clenbuterol case. What do you think about that? That's like the first time that's fucking happened, right?
Caught me off guard.
I mean, don't they... Like, I'm not a... I'm more Johnny Headline, you know? Like, I don't really read the meat of the story.
No, I just saw the headline, that's it.
So, is that like the first time that... Normally they say like a strict liability, whatever's in your system's in your system.
Yeah, zero tolerance.
What the fuck, man?
Maybe put up a good argument.
Maybe we should put up a podcast with somebody who like reads the meat of the stories instead of us going, what the fuck? Next.
There's a certain art to assuming things though, based off a headline.
Yeah.
I think we could practice that.
There's a Twitter account called HuffPo Spoilers. You know, like, HuffPo, like, always does, like, man in Arkansas fired for what? And then, like, the guy just basically retweets it, but then with his own ad to the thing, he goes, it'll be, like, for stealing.
How about a new, like, Velo News spoilers?
Oh, Velo News spoilers, yeah.
They kind of do that headline tweet thing, too, right?
Yeah.
Leave the question asked.
I want to open up my own, like, HuffPo for cycling.
Years ago, I had this idea of starting a Twitter account called, like, Cycling Insider or Cycling Anonymous or whatever.
Sure.
Where if I got some juicy little tidbit of info, like, if someone didn't realize I was around and started speaking.
Isn't there, like, already stuff like that?
Maybe. I haven't looked for it.
Oh, I forgot. You don't care about anything that doesn't involve Cradle.
Exactly. Me.
All right, what else do we have? Where did you go, man? You went downstairs, like...
I went to go get Cogburn and Marcotte's bikes on the trainer.
Oh, that's right.
I put the hitch on the trailer.
Asher has coffee for you.
Yeah, I got some.
Oh. Well, I was just telling you.
Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank her.
Thanks for telling me.
You're right. That was a good one.
I've been told I don't say thank you enough.
That is true. You're really quick with the thank you. Man, there's nothing on the news today. I guess, misfortune for Lamprey. We saw that crash with Canego with like 3K to go. Who jinxed that guy? This guy.
I know what we can chat about.
What's that?
Lance wants to make a comeback.
Lance?
It's in Outside Magazine. Lance Armstrong, if you remember his name.
Oh.
Him as a person.
Oh, of course. No, but it was like, was it like a social media comeback or something like that?
There's a just released interview with him. A friend of mine is a writer there. So he linked to it on Facebook, and he says, those are all my wins. And now he wants to kind of make another little comeback of sorts. Again, I just read the headline.
Yeah, right.
So I couldn't tell you what he actually says.
Yeah, we should probably read the meat of that one before.
It's probably
speculating. Evans. Evans is winning the Giro Trentino. You like Evans? Evans is a good guy.
I think he's an alright guy. Last year in Alberta, he was in the break with Murfitt. Murfitt was in the break with him, however you want to put it.
He was in the break with Murfitt, man.
Yeah. I mean, they're both Australian, but they seem to get along pretty well. Murph said he was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Talks a little funny. But you can't help that.
I don't know. Maybe it takes some gender reassignment surgery or something.
I forgot they can't see me shrug my shoulders.
No, a shoulder shrug doesn't work very good.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if reading vellum news is going to work. This might not. Or cycling news. What else we got going on, Crow?
You probably already discussed the first day of Joe Martin.
I kind of I touched on it. I said to
we'll walk away from the weekend with the NRC lead.
With the team?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, eh?
Well, number one's not here.
That's why I said hopefully. I mean,
have to really shit the bed to not.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
We could talk about Cameron Cogburn for a little while and how fascinated by the Cogburner I am. For those who don't know, there's this kid, Cameron Cogburn. He was accepted to Harvard, deferred to MIT, instead
PhD in physics.
PhD in physics, and has dropped out, or maybe delayed. I don't know if he's dropped out is the correct term. He hasn't lost all his credits. How about that? He has time.
He's still working on his thesis, even though he's not currently enrolled.
Right. And to race bicycles. And this guy is...
He's so smart. He makes such a stupid decision.
For those... We were at our team lunch, and I would introduce every rider and give, you know, a quick sentence or two about everything. So, I don't know, there was maybe 80, 90 people at the team lunch. And a little quick tidbit, Oh, Cameron Cogburn. And I would say, before Cogburn even walked on the stage, I said, this next guy, he has dropped out of MIT to race bikes. And I thought maybe you'd get one or two, like, ooh, like this. I would say about at least half the crowd, if not more, went, like, they did not approve of Cameron's decision, which maybe wasn't the mindset I wanted our rider to be in.
He's good at taking it in stride, too.
He is amazing. I feel like he gets teased enough, and he takes it amazingly enough, where I hope he doesn't crack and go room to room.
He's so confident in those little oddball things that he does that...
Yeah. All right, so, Cogburn, exactly. He's obviously a man of science.
Analyzes everything.
Yeah.
Probably building mathematical models in his apartment to figure
out... One day at the Tour of Mexico, they were on a bus ride back from a particularly hard stage, and the guys noticed him scribbling on... a piece of paper, this long, drawn-out math equation. And they asked him, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just working on my thesis. He was just, like, casually working.
Yeah.
He built... You guys can find his blog somewhere.
I think it's just CameronCogburn.com or something.
Yeah, it's something...
Cogburner.com.
Yeah, it's not hard to find. But he has now built his own altitude chamber. Out of
steel drums, plexiglass?
To say his bike setup is unique is an understatement. I don't know. Like, I'm glad that we have him, but I'm also glad there's only one of him. Like, I'm very happy that he's here, but he's not the most technically gifted rider on the bike, but that can come. You can learn that. I kind of hope he wins the uphill time trial today. I mean, it might be too short for him. He'd be better at a 20-minute effort than what's going to be like a 5-minute effort, but if he won the time trial, I would never stop laughing.
I think Hunter S. Thompson said it best.
Yeah, that was a good quote.
We'll just play it since I had it queued up.
Do it. This is relating to our friend Cameron Cogburn. Any second, Kyle.
If I was on the Wi-Fi, it'd work better.
Cameron Cogburn.
There he goes. One of God's own prototypes. A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production. Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Cameron Cogburn, too weird to live, too rare to die. But yeah, so that's where we're at with the old Joe Martin. We brought in a couple of fresh guys, and we'll go straight into the Gila.
That's where Cameron's really going to shine.
Hopefully this trip doesn't take it out of him too much.
The climbs are longer.
We got a fucking good team, man.
Steeper.
Yep. Then we go Gila to Chattanooga. Chattanooga to Philly. Philly to Saguenay. Saguenay to Beauce. Canadian Nationals. And then I think we have like an amazing maybe 2 weeks off. Two whole weeks. The only problem is in those 2 weeks you have to drive everything to the West Coast. Yeah. But 2 weeks.
But it's a beautiful drive, that northern route.
Do you want to go north side of Canada or south side of Canada?
I was actually thinking we'd do the drive in the U.S. because the gas is so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And over an what about country's worth.
What like, about Rushmore? Is Rushmore? Can we make Rushmore on the way?
Yeah. We should go back in the glacier.
We should see. Yeah, we gotta see Glacier.
I have a National Parks pass. I just need to find
it. God, you're always bragging, man.
I know.
You're always just like, hey, I got stuff.
I'm one of like 60 million people with a National Parks pass.
Again, bragging. I get it. You're one of the 1%er. God damn it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if anybody on the way. If you happen to live in the northernmost regions of the United States or southernmost regions of Canada, you should have us over. Let us drink your whiskey.
Make a mess of your house.
Make a mess of your house. Flirt uncomfortably with your daughters and wife. Or husband.
Granddaughters.
Or husband. Whatever. You know, like, that's just how we go. We make things uncomfortable even if it's not natural to us.
Mostly because we're uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
At least I am.
Yeah. Well, you do this thing now, Kyle, where you just look at your phone at dinner. I've noticed this.
I'm not good at conversation.
Yeah, I know. I'm not terribly great at it, which is, I don't know why I started a podcast. But
just waiting for that email that says, Chris, you're fired.
Nah, I would send a certified letter.
To my P.O. box that I never get back to?
No, I would just...
Maybe that's where we can go. We can go to Milwaukee and I can check my mail for the first time since Christmas.
No, I would just, like... I would find out, you know, because I would know what hotel we're at. So I would just have it, like... I would write it and then get it certified and then stand right next to you and act shocked as you got it with my handwriting. I never saw this coming!
You should talk to somebody about this.
I mean, whew... Hey, the Bobs, hey? And then just, well, see you later.
In true Team Smart Stop fashion.
Oh, come on, easy.
The well, see you later bit.
Yeah, that's true. That is a...
It's kind of our thing.
Oh, Murfitt. Murfitt brought that in, didn't he?
Murfitt and Klein and Liberman.
How crazy is Klein?
which part of them? The tramp stamp that he got? Or the dance around in the hotel with the shirt off? Flirting that girl on the elevator? Oh.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. I scored a deal here. I came off looking like a fucking genius to the riders because I got a nice... All right, I'm going to back up. Growing up, I never considered the Holiday Inn like that great of a hotel. Like, I never... It was a standard, normal hotel.
It's not a La Quinta, that's for sure.
It's not a La Quinta. But somehow, like, in the last 3 or 4 years, I feel like Holiday Inn's really stepped their game up. I don't know if they've stepped the game up or, like, other places have just shit the bed. But, so anyway, there's this Holiday Inn that considers itself 3 stars, at least on Priceline. So I go, okay, 3 stars. And I have a scam with 3 or 4 emails where I could just bid basically down the hotel price. So I get this hotel for, like, under $50 a night. And this hotel is now treating us like shit because they've said to us many times, well, this is a Priceline room. Like, it's a different part of the hotel. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, folks. I guess that there's no philosophy behind what I'm saying as much as it's like, at what point, how much do you have to pay to not get treated like shit? Like, okay, the rooms are one price. To not get treated like a burden is another price.
Exactly.
Am I right, folks? Road life. Everybody here can relate.
Maybe giving the backstory behind why they're treating us like shit.
I came in. Okay, so like we do this drive. I come in at like noon and I ask to check in and they go, well, it's not 3 yet and we can't really check you in any earlier. I mean, we could, but you're a Priceline room. So they gave me one room. They didn't give me all the rooms. Then we come with a trailer. And Cryo Park's close to the water and electricity, as close as you can, and then
without getting in the way,
and it's a massive parking lot.
Yeah,
it's a massive. There's like a convention center and 2 or 3 other hotels in the same strip, so it's a massive parking lot. Blah 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 blah. You need to move the trailer into the darkest fucking part of the parking lot. No, sorry, can't do that. Okay, well you gotta, unhook your power and unhook the water. We don't want it running across the parking lot. Because you know how many people, how many old ladies are walking across the big...
The far side of the park.
The far side of the park. Yeah. And might trip on an electrical cable that's maybe 1/8 of an inch around. Yeah. Anyway, we're griping about the smallest things in the world, but...
Well, it's just because we're used to being able to... We go to a different hotel every weekend. And we do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The same setup.
Yep.
And rarely do I ever get any grief for it until we come here. And then we come here, and it's like we can't do anything correctly because we're a Priceline room.
I mean, we are born people no end, but I'm still passionate about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was their choice to sell the rooms at that rate.
And I'm stuck because, like, one hand, we look really good to the riders because we put them up in a nice hotel. I guarantee we are in a nicer hotel than any other team this week. I asked Optum. Optum's in the Days Inn. And I looked at the price of Days Inn. We're paying less.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee that. But my mechanic now has to go to Calcutta to fucking wash his bikes, which is inconvenient because of the bike fees. I mean, fuck. It is a $4,000 bike wash every time.
I'm doing that trip 8 times a day.
Yeah, and Cradle's asked, like, hey, man, why don't I just go, find another spigot somewhere? I'm like, fuck it, get on the plane to Calcutta, asshole. This is what we got to do. That's how this team rolls. We travel.
It's like the frequent flyer miles are really racking up.
Well, yeah, I mean, now you have so many miles, you just... You can bring the planes. You bring the bikes on the plane with you. Just in
the hard part is getting the car to Calcutta to wash it.
Ugh. Military planes. We gotta fucking right.
And that's gonna be expensive.
We're silly. We're just being silly right now.
The race hasn't even started yet.
No.
We should do another one of these on day 4.
The problem is I had somebody back out of the podcast. They didn't want their audio used anymore, so this is why we're doing this. I was also explaining how hard it is to get, like, friends that I've known for a while to do the podcast. Like childhood, growing up friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to reckon with what perception of yourself that you've given them. Because you know, you've seen me now. There's definitely, like, a on mic.
Mm-hmm.
And an off mic. Mic. On mic, mic, off mic,
mic.
Mic. Oh! Play your cards right, butter. You'll be taking that dick. yeah. We have to figure out a way. Like, I've had friends bail, like, 3 or 4 times.
Maybe
now.
The keys to start getting more strangers.
I think that's it. I think we just pull randoms in.
Get you a group of mechanics and you could do like a group podcast. That'd be pretty boring though. We'd talk about how much we hate each other.
You guys ever know how much better Park Tool is than I don't know, Samsonite? I don't know, some other.
Yes, man.
The problem is, Samsonite makes their island wrenches out of forged aluminum, and it flexes too much. It's steel. It's steel, baby. I'm a steel guy.
Exactly what we chat about.
You guys ever know that your team manager's a fucking dick?
That's more like it.
Right, right. I've noticed, you know, like, the mechanics, right? Like, some mechanics always have a better way. Everything, they have a better way because you have to be in control of the situation of the goodness. So yesterday in the manager's meeting, Dot says, all right, and I'm apologizing to everybody for how boring and inside the story is, but fucking just turn it off if you don't want to listen right now. I won't hurt my feelings, and I'm sorry that I don't have anybody to talk to. All right, I'm fucking sorry. Oh yeah, Cradle, sorry. Well, barely anybody.
Not really much of a person.
So, we're manager meeting, time trial. Managers are not allowed to drive their... are not allowed to follow the riders. There will be neutral support on the climb. Great. Dot goes, is it possible, she follows it up to, like, to give a sense of insurance to the team managers that the riders will be taken care of. Dot says, can you be 2 places on the climb? And the Shimano mechanic, quick as a whip, in the most passive-aggressive but friendly tone, goes, for a 3-mile time trial? And she goes, I don't know if she picked up on it or didn't give a fuck. She's like, yeah. And he goes, okay, so you want 3 locations for the 3-mile time trial? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, we can do that. And I feel like I was the only one picking up on the fucking unspoken hostility in that. Like, really, the mechanic was thinking, this stupid jerk. 3 miles, that's good. Like, now I gotta drop off bikes in 3 locations.
Oh, they only brought 2 tents.
Yeah, right. But he didn't want to say, I only brought up 2 tents, because then that would make the mechanic feel like he couldn't do it. And mechanics don't want to feel like that. They want to feel like they could do anything.
That's kind of the reason.
Yeah.
Not the reason.
But
the driving factor behind most of what we do.
Yeah. I can do this. Watch me do this. And then, but to tie into that, mechanics also like to seem, don't want to be perceived like they don't have their shit together. So the thought of having a bunch of bikes with maybe not enough stands and maybe without a tent would be uncomfortable for them. So, knowing all this, I really enjoyed the dynamic of it. It's like, 3? For a 3-mile time trial? We can do that.
Who was?
It was a Shimano fella.
Brian?
Yeah.
Tattoos?
Yep.
Nice guy.
For those that don't know, the Shimano, you'll see it maybe later, Shimano Neutral has Moots Thai spare bikes, which could be... I don't suggest you do this. But I'm thinking, you figure out what races Shimano Neutral is going to be at. You take your bike that you don't want anymore, that you need to upgrade.
Throw it off the roof of your hotel.
Start a race. Ghost ride it into the fucking curb. Say, I need a neutral bike. Ride straight to your car, put it on the rack, and get the fuck out of there. I mean, I feel like I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I've worked with some really, really good bikes as neutral bikes before. It's always been nice.
Yeah.
My first year with SRAM Neutral Support, we were using Colnago.
Nice. I rode Colnago on Type 1. They were okay. They weren't like... They're more like arts of, like, work.
Ours
works of art.
Ours were pretty good. I liked it.
What frame was it?
I don't remember. It was like 7 years ago.
God. You're so full of shit, man. You're fucking... I caught you in a lie right now.
Yeah, you did.
Caught you in a fucking lie.
Made it all up.
Yep. Hold on, I'm gonna do something super unprofessional and check a text. Got a Tinder match.
Is that your subtle way of letting all the girls listening know that you're on Tinder?
No.
Or guys?
Oh, it's guys. It's always guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to do this. I have this prank planned. And we really need to get on it is setting up a fake Facebook account so we could set up a fake Tinder account and trying to loop in as many cyclists to this as possible. So I feel like I'd be shooting fish in a barrel. So I don't know if I've told this story before, but in case you guys don't know, I'm a fan of pranks. But back in the day, when, say, like 18, 19 years old, we had this prank. Because, you know, this is before the old cell phones and whatnot. So, you'd get to a race hotel and you would find a victim. You'd find out what room they were in and you would call them. So you call them and you say, hi, my name is Joey Jojo Shabadoo from the Fayetteville Times, and you know, we hear that your team's in town. We're doing an article on a bike race. Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, so I got your room number from your team manager, and he said that you might, he or she, eh? Okay, it's the 90s, let's be fair. Says, hey, your team manager said that you might be available for an interview. Yes, of course, I am. And then this is where you throw in the curveball. You say, great, can you meet me downstairs in 20 to 30 minutes? Yes, I can. Then right when you make this agreement, right before you hang up the phone, you go, oh, by the way, I'm going to have a photographer. Can you come down in your team kit? Because that'll be great. Like, we get some photos. And you hear like a little bit of a sigh, but yeah, okay. And then what you do, ladies and gentlemen, is you peer out your window at this unsuspecting, erstwhile, trustful man or woman, and you time how long it takes to for them to stand there. I think, but you know, how long they stand there before they leave. So I think the winner was 32 minutes. And I'm not going to give who won that because I know you crazy bastards. You guys will go and you'll search them out. Because to this day, I don't think they know that it was a prank. So I don't need that coming back on me. Just know this. They're not in cycling anymore. They're not in Twitter or Facebook. You cannot find them. It's not a fucking option. Kyle, you're just staring at your phone in front of me.
I'm reading the Strand Road Diaries interview with you.
What? It's up?
It's up.
Oh, man. That's right. You guys should go to SRAM Road Diaries. Maybe I need you guys, seriously for a second, let's get fucking real. I need you guys to go to SRAM website, find any email you can. Doesn't matter. Maybe all of them. Cut and paste every email you can. And then I need you to write about how handsome I am, how funny I am, and that if they don't give me at least 30 different GroupOs for my own personal use, not team use. I'm not sharing these with the team. I want 30 GroupOs of my choice. And if they don't do that, then they're probably sympathizers of the Taliban and want, you know, freedom isn't free, folks. And Shram needs to learn that. Freedom is going to cost him 30 personal group sets.
The interview includes your the 7 a.m. morning ride after the Winston race. There's a screenshot of your tweet in the picture.
Yeah.
Showing how much of a hard ass you are towards the guys.
Hey, I train the guys. I train them hard. You know, the problem... When I first became director, I was looking over everything, and I was like, what is the big missing? You know, I got a fresh set of eyes here. Like, what are all these other team directors missing? Mm-hmm. And I thought, 7 a.m. bike rides.
In the rain, morning after.
You never see teams doing that.
The morning after a 1.2 win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be more or less like the Tesla of bike racing.
Reference.
Yeah. Not the cars, folks, okay? Fucking Google it. Google it.
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah. Google it. All right. So I think I'm the Tesla of cycling. Like, having riders train at 7 a.m. And, oh, this is a little trick, too. They're back in bed by 8:30. Oh, Twitter hijinks.
And 160K the day before the TT here, so yesterday.
With motor pacing.
110K motor pacing.
Wasn't entirely a lie. It was, I mean...
I don't think any of it was a lie.
Oh, of course not. I wouldn't fucking lie on Twitter. That's not allowed.
No.
My Twitter account is a tribute to honesty.
The police will get you.
Yeah. Tribute to honesty. That's what my Twitter account should be.
Was it Canyon Bikes from Utah? They said they saw us out there. There's your witnesses.
They did. Hey, we motor paced them, which is true, and almost ran out of gas for the second time in 3 days. That was great. Speaking of which, I got to fill that thing up before we go. Fuck, Cradle. What else can we talk about? Our Swanee is making everybody breakfast. Can you believe this shit?
She's taking over her hotel room, her Priceline room.
Priceline room looks like a hoarder.
There's rice cookers and
skillets.
Hot plates and the little office table has been consumed by food and spices and condiments.
What if we set up flyers outside?
Do we buy a refrigerator, or is that provided?
This is what we do. We set up flyers outside the hotel breakfast room where they charge like $15 for the buffet.
Yeah.
We set up our own flyers and have buffet for $10. We undercut them.
Get some rice, oatmeal eggs.
How's that for a Priceline room, motherfucker? All right, Cradle, go get yourself some breakfast. You come back.
Whatever you say, boss.
I can't wait to talk about you. So yeah, anyway,
I can see you. You're not going to offend me.
That's Chris Cradle, everybody. He'll come back, I'm sure. He was a little far away from the mic, so. What else, folks? What else? You know, I haven't ever got really into personal stuff on the podcast. Maybe the ask people personal things. But I don't think that's going to change. I'll just say it's been really a weird time for me to be so professionally successful and to have my life in such I don't know if polarities is right or the yin and yang, but you guys are smart, man. You guys have good taste in podcasts. You guys get it. It's, like, what do, you know? Like, is this, like, does, should you, whatever. It's weird sometimes to realize how not grown up and how childish you can be. When you feel like you're pretty, self-aware and all these things, and then you get to this point where you realize, nope, pretty much not. whatever. Oh,
Vagrant's
right.
She didn't want to come over because she's already been on a podcast, but I said, now you can be on one people listen to.
Oh, shit.
Did I just slam that guy?
That was rough. That might be a little inside baseball. But how's it going, Ashton?
Good. Good.
For those who don't know, you can't see it, but the podcast microphone that Leslie got me is quite phallic, and I'm playing that's up. Dude, this is going to be used as evidence when you sue me. I cannot. I'm editing this out.
I just took a picture.
Delete it.
It's playing on Twitter.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap this up. Ashard walked in. I don't feel like you could be as honest when women are around.
I told her to come over here and chat.
What do you think, Asher? Do you got, what's on your mind?
The race? Breakfast?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay, what about the race? You just bring up topics and then you just leave them there.
You asked me what's on my mind.
Well, yeah, show your work. Elaborate a little bit.
I don't know, I'm just getting ready for the day. My list of to-do things for the TT.
All right, how about this? Can we play Fuck, Marry, Murder?
Oh, my God.
And we'll play, too. So it's not like you, but that might make you uncomfortable because you're a girl. And people are like, oh, she wants to marry or fuck this guy.
Yeah.
So you don't have to play if you don't want to, but it would be fun.
Hit me.
Let's think. Who should we play Fuck, Marry, Murder with? Just pick a team. We can't do our own team. That'd be incestuous.
Yeah.
Let's do... Fuck, Marry, Murder with Optum.
Too easy.
It's too easy. Jesus, you thought about this. Crowd, I'll go first. Fuck, Marry, Murder. Get closer to this in case you're not like, sit up.
I'm thinking.
Ashton?
Oh, you're choosing the people? I thought you were choosing the people.
Optum.
Oh, so we can choose anyone on Optum?
Yeah.
You're not giving us three people?
I could.
I'm pretty sure I only know, like, have physically met three people on Optum.
All right, I'll do it then. All right, I'll pick the three then. Fuck, Marry, Murder. Friedman, of course, has to be thrown in there, because he's quite the character. I don't want to go with too many characters, but... It is Brad Huff. I consider him a friend. And normally I would say Candelario at this point, but I'm going to throw a curveball in and say Eric Young.
That makes it easy.
Alright.
I don't really know Eric at all. I haven't ever really spoken to him. I know he's a Midwest kid, so we've got that in common, but couldn't tell you the first thing about him. So
you got to show your work. That's good. I like it.
I have no...
This is how you play. You show your work.
I have no qualms about just offhand.
Wow, I did not see that coming. So, I come in the same area, seems like a nice guy, I'll kill him.
Well, I don't know anything about him. Except that he's from the Midwest.
You know, I don't know if that says something about me, but, like, I was going straight. I just thought that was the fuck route. You know, you just named all the reasons to fuck somebody.
No.
Close by, I don't know him.
I suppose that would work. I just like to know something about a person. I'd probably marry Huff.
Yeah?
I think we'd have a good time together. Similar personality, similar senses of humor.
Okay. Absurdist?
Yeah. And then that leaves fucking Friedman. Which isn't so bad, because he's big and hairy and seems like...
That's adorable!
If I were gay, that'd be the kind of thing I were into.
You think he'd be more of a bear type? Or
yeah.
I think he's technically considered a cub.
He seems a little more bear to cuddle with.
Yeah. Alright. Kyle's into cubs. I could see that. Alright. Asher, you ready to go or should I go?
You go.
Fuck, marry, murder. I don't think it would come as... I don't think I have to show my work on this. I don't think it comes as a surprise to anybody. I would murder Friedman in a fucking hot second. I would take pleasure in it. I would be laughing as I did it. I would take my time. It wouldn't be painless. The Mary fuck with the Young and Huff. Here's my dilemma. Is I think Huff would be pretty good in the sack. I think so. He has energy. He has enthusiasm. I think he'd push back on it. I think he's there. However, I think he may like be really like selfish in bed too. I could see him just like being all crazy. Yeah, right. Like two pump chumping you and then just leaving and going to bed. And Young's quiet and he's nice. I'm gonna marry Eric Young. Have a wonderful life together. And Brad Huff and I are gonna get really drunk and fuck. Asterix? Now you don't have to answer this because it's weird because you know because
no,
you're
I've
a female
got,
and.
I've got some answers.
Okay. You don't have to say fuck it. You could say just like go on a date with.
well. Okay, so I would murder Eric as well because I don't know anything about him. I've never met him.
Sorry, Eric. You fuck.
I've never met the guy. So, you know.
Okay.
Huff, I would probably have sex with because the one thing I do know about him, I've never met him, but he used to be a cheerleader. Therefore, I think he would be quite...
Active. Okay.
And that would mean that I would have to marry Friedman.
Oh.
Provided he has no beard, because I think he looks much better without a beard. But he does look cuddly, and I do like sleeping with Doza, so I think he would make me happy.
There we go. Fuck, marry, murder.
Done.
All right, folks. Sorry for the subpar podcast this week. But if you guys want a refund, you can... just send me an email and I'll give you your $9.99 back. That was strangely passive aggressive. I'm sorry for that. Yeah, I'll try to do better. Alright, bye.